Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. It's July, and this year that means it's time for the U.S. presidential nominating conventions. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and billionaire businessman Donald Trump are the presumptive nominees, but that doesn't mean that all the drama is over. VOA Chief Political Correspondent Jim Malone will stop by to chat about the conventions.
There's an unpredictability, particularly about the Republican convention, that's going to make it fascinating to watch and make it a departure from recent history.
Then we'll talk with a career Foreign Service officer and author about how the rest of the world is viewing Election 2016, the conventions and the campaign on this week's American Cafe. After an acrimonious primary season where anger at the establishment was the rule of the day, the Republican and Democratic parties gather this month to nominate their candidates for president. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Businessman Donald Trump is the Republican choice. Clinton's candidacy was largely expected, but Trump has emerged as a surprise winner. He defeated more established politicians like Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, and John Kasich, as well as newcomers like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Trump's campaign has been able to harness voter anger in many ways, a feeling of disenfranchisement and alienation in the voters. Beginning July 18th in Cleveland, Ohio, the Republicans will start the process to formally make Donald Trump their nominee. VOA Chief Political Correspondent Jim Malone told me that this year's convention could surprise you.
I think more so than in the past, there's an unpredictability, particularly about the Republican convention, that's going to make it fascinating to watch and make it a departure from recent history. I mean, there are always strains in our political parties about differences and patching up differences after a contentious primary campaign. The most notable example in 2008, who had to patch up? It was Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Mrs. Clinton might have some patching up to do with her own party when the Democratic convention gets underway July 25th. Jim Malone says that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign has larger goals than just winning the presidency.
Most people think Clinton and Sanders will come together, that Trump will be a unifying factor there, and that they will be able to take him on in the fall campaign. But there's always this divide in the Democratic Party, what's pragmatic and what's idealistic. And the Sanders people, really, they caught lightning in a bottle this year, and they really pushed the idea of, we want to change society. We don't want to just win the White House to hold it for our party.
Jim Malone told me that both Clinton and Trump have some work to do to win over the electorate. Hillary Clinton struggles with trustworthiness, while Trump has to find a way to reach minorities, women, and moderate Republicans.
You know, traditionally in our election cycles, the convention is a new chapter. It brings the party together behind a nominee and basically kind of reintroduces the nominee to the country writ large. And you know what? That's pretty important this year because both these contenders have some negative poll ratings to deal with. And they would love the opportunity kind of to present themselves in a sort of political makeover, certainly for Trump. He's going to be trying to appeal to a much different audience than he was in the Republican primaries. He's no longer talking just to conservatives and focused on his core supporters, which were white males. He needs now to broaden his base as much as possible, particularly with trying to appeal to women voters. And as we've seen in the polls, he's got some real problems there. So for both Trump and Clinton, the conventions, their acceptance speech, the focus on them gets a chance to refocus on what they want the voters to see, not only about them, but where they stand on the issues.
You can follow Jim Malone's coverage of the conventions and the rest of Campaign 2016 all the way to the vote on November 8th by logging on to our website, voanews.com. Becoming president of the United States is kind of like getting married. It's not to be entered into lightly or unadvisedly. It's also expensive. Barack Obama and the Democrats had to spend nearly $1 billion to win the 2012 election. But what does this year's race look like to the rest of the world? are our allies, and those who aren't our allies, concerned about the next president? To find out some of the world's perspective, I spoke with Professor Emilio Iodice. Now, he's a decorated foreign service officer and the director emeritus of Loyola University of Chicago's campus in Rome. He's also the author of 2016 Selecting the President, the Most Important Decision You Will Ever Make. In his research, Professor Iodice outlined several qualities that past presidents have shown that are needed in the next U.S. leader.
First and foremost, we need a reformer. Second, we need somebody of character. And by character, we're talking about integrity, truthfulness. Third, we need someone who is decisive, who has experience, relevant experience in the field of how to be a commander-in-chief. Another characteristic, another trait, is that of respecting diversity. Our particular country really requires someone who understands the power of our diversity in our country.
I asked Professor Iodice about the rest of the world and how it perceives the campaign so far. To sum it up, the world is worried.
They're really worried that the United States is going in a direction that is a period of uncertainty where we really can't predict what kind of administration we'll have in power, what kind of decisions will be made, and how the United States will face the challenges of the future, along with the alliances that it currently has, since so many of those alliances have been brought up for discussion during this campaign, and the way we position ourselves in the world has also been brought up in this campaign as a question. And our bases abroad, for instance, our alliances concerning nuclear policy. So these are all today subjects for discussion because we really don't know what direction the new administration will take.
So do you agree? Does the U.S. political campaign concern you? Who do you think should be the next U.S. president? Let us know by logging on to our Facebook page. That's either VOA American Cafe or VOA Now. Be sure to leave your questions or comments there. And be sure to stay tuned to VOA for complete coverage of this month's political conventions and the campaign for president all the way up to Election Day. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.